Officially up and running. Jeff Daly with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Ramsey Show after that. Dana at 3. And, of course, coming up tonight, Ben Shapiro from 6 until 7. The great one, Mark Levin, from 7 until 10. Joe Pags to round out your night tonight from 10 until midnight. Right now, though, off and running, we go to the phone lines. We got some breaking news we're going to talk about after we visit with the one and only Ted Dabrowski, the president of Wire Points on News Radio 101 FM. He's always gracious enough to be able to visit with us a couple of times each month, and today is one of those days. And so it's always a pleasure to catch up, my friend, to keep folks up to speed with what's happening. How are you, and how are things going on this fine April day of 2024?
I'm great, Mr. Daly. Thanks for having me on, and all good. More exciting issues in Illinois.
As usual, you were a busy guy last week. You appeared over in Springfield to talk to the folks in the legislature, didn't you?
Well, to be fair, I was on Zoom. I couldn't make it down on the trip, so
It still counts.
I did get to talk to one of the committees, the Revenue Committee, and we talked about property taxes. And there's a good legislator from Rockford, Joe Sosnowski, and he was looking to see how we could protect some people from the property tax hikes. But the reality is that in Springfield they're talking about more property tax hikes, which allowed me to go in there and talk a little bit about how bad things are already. We don't need any tax hikes. We need tax cuts.
How can they be legitimately, with a straight face, being talk more about property tax hikes in Springfield and here in the state of Illinois when we have, the second highest property taxes in the nation?
I think it's pretty easy. I think we're under this discussion of equity. Equity is everything, and so it doesn't matter how expensive things are. We need to pay more for it until we achieve what their vision of equity is. And so never mind that we pay the highest property taxes. Never mind that of the five metro areas in the country, the 10 metro areas in the country with the highest property taxes, Illinois has five of them, right? And so, that includes Rockford, Champaign-Urbana, Peoria, Springfield, and Chicago. Five of the 10 highest property tax metro areas in the country are here in Illinois. But they want more money, and they're going to get it. They already automatically get it every year with the automatic inflation adjustment that goes on.
Just kind of outline some of these programs that they need this money for, because it seems like it's just one program after another social program after another, and sooner or later, enough's enough. But, I mean, what are some of the programs that they're funding with these property tax increases?
Well, now, with the property tax increases, the majority of that goes, of course, to schools. And so, there we start talking about everything we've talked about before. You've got these automatic, so you have two types of workers in Illinois. There's the private sector worker who has to hustle and try to get things done on their own and, come what may. And then you've got the public sector. They've got guaranteed pensions. They have guaranteed long-term contracts. They have guaranteed raises in their contracts, typically 4 to 5 year contracts. And so they get their guaranteed everything, and it's the private sector worker that has to pay for it, whether they can afford it or not. And that's what our property taxes pay for, these guaranteed contracts for government workers who get guaranteed everything. And so that's the big disconnect. And so when you have the most units of government, that's a big part of the problem. There's a lot of bureaucrats who work there and a lot of pensions and salaries and benefits. And it's Joe Sixpack who has to pay for it.
And in the meantime, and jumping ahead to a different topic, but in the meantime, test results are still dismal. And but Illinois education officials say instead of holding the teachers, and again, I know teachers work very hard. I get this, but instead of holding the education system itself accountable to increase results, what they want to do is to just basically lower the standards.
Well, yeah, that's been a big discussion. They want to lower standards. They keep trying to say that our standards are too high, and it's not a true argument. It's just, it's a longer story, but it's just not true. You know, when you look at state data and compare it to national data, we just don't do well, right? And I'm not comparing us to other states. Forget that. I'm just saying we don't do well.
Right.
Right. Only a third of our kids can read at grade level, and it's far, far worse when you talk about blacks and Hispanics. So, you know, that's where our property taxes go. You know, 2/3 of our property taxes go to education, and they want more property taxes, and they don't deliver. So it's another complex thing for Illinois to have to figure out.
It is mind-boggling, as again, we're visiting with Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints. Find WirePoints online at wirepoints.org if you want to get the latest news and information on how it affects the state of Illinois and you, the average everyday taxpayer here in the state of Illinois, always aggregating the latest news and information for you. But the simple fact is they keep throwing money at the education system. I mean, we're over $12 billion in funding for the Illinois education, public education system here in the state, and the results just are not there.
No, and there's so much pushback from the system, the school system, the governor, the let's call it the educational establishment. They are asking for billions more, and they say that the only reason we don't do better in scores is because they want billions more. But when you look at how much Illinois already spends on education per student, we are at the top of the country.
Right.
We're eighth or ninth highest. So it's not a money issue. It's like you said, well, it's an accountability issue. And nobody wants to be held accountable anymore. They just want more money to pay for all the bennies.
Well, and that's the most disappointing point. Well, there's a couple of disappointing points, obviously, but the biggest losers in this whole thing are the kids who are going to come out of the education system and not be able to, you know, read at grade level and do math at grade level. And then where do they go from there? They end up being, you know, falling into the system itself and just basically taking advantage of the freebies that the state of Illinois has to offer. Well, you can't make it through in real life, so we'll help support you.
That's right. So it kind of falls into that government trap. Then, you know, we need more people on Medicaid and food stamps and all that. And this is the sad part of Illinois. And look, this is always a hard discussion. People try to beat up on me saying, I don't like teachers, I don't like schools. And it's just,
that's not the case.
One is not true, right? I want to champion the kids who can't read and who can't do math. I mean, we're putting out a bunch of illiterate kids who then become dependent on food stamps and Medicaid, and that's the reality. Now, you know, the problem with our government is they think they like to promote. Look how many people we're helping on Medicaid. Look how many people we're helping on food stamps, and that's backwards thinking, right? We want to have people not dependent on food stamps, not dependent on Medicaid, which means they need to be literate. And so we should obsess about kids reading. You know, we should obsess about that. And we don't.
You are 100% correct. And the other thing that people need to consider is that you need to actually make it a very business-friendly state. And with the high property taxes that are being paid by not only the average everyday citizen, but also the businesses that are trying and struggling to do business here in the state of Illinois, they can't afford the property taxes and all the other business taxes that go along with it. So in the end, you're driving businesses out of the state. The existing businesses are struggling to survive, and we just had another business here in Decatur. Restaurant had been open less than a year, couldn't make it due to the fact they cited it, their reasoning was a lack of business and taxes and fees that they are having to pay just to be able to survive. And so another people who put their blood, sweat, and tears into running a small business out of business now, and there's another hole in the economy in the city of Decatur.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I don't know people know who Warren Buffett is in Decatur.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. So Warren Buffett, you know, when he was asked about investing in Illinois, he said, I will never invest in Illinois. I will never put a factory there, you know, for 30 or 40 years, because I know with all those pension debts that the government will come after me for the next 30 years. My investment will never work. So I'm not coming to places like Illinois and other, you know, states with big, big pension debts. And that's true, right? I mean, if you're going to really set up a shop, are you really going to set up a place where property taxes are so high, and they're only going to go higher because of all those old pension debts? Somebody's going to have to pay that debt off. or we go bankrupt, one or the other.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Again, visiting with Ted Dabrowski, the president of Wirepoints on News Radio 101 FM. Sign up for the newsletter at wirepoints.org. We did touch base on this briefly, but I want to get back to it for just a second. The teachers' unions do have a definite influence on policy here in the state of Illinois, and that's been proven with the amount of money that they have funneled to Illinois politicians. And so now the politicians themselves are beholden to the teachers' unions. So odds are they're going to get their tax increases and they're going to get their money that they want, because all they have to say is, we'll shut the money off and we'll shut off that funding to you.
Well, yeah, this goes back to the comment I was making earlier about two classes of people, the government class that gets all the protections and benefits, and the private sector class that doesn't get any of those but has to pay for the others. This has been in the making a long time, and everybody knows the back scratching that goes on between the teachers' unions and the politicians. And, you know, you could see that, we tracked that recently. We just looked at the last 3 or 4 years. And, we looked, $30 million in donations from teachers' unions, and they go to the politicians, and, you know, those politicians are happy to get that money, and they know that in exchange they have to make sure that salaries and benefits and things like that go up. And that comes at the expense of, well, guess who? The ordinary taxpayer.
Absolutely right. The other thing that has always been not considered, and this is why it just drives me crazy, because they always say, well, we care about you, so, you know, and the governor says, I care about you, so I'm going to eliminate the 1%, I want to eliminate the 1% grocery tax, which in the end has the negative actual effect, because it impacts every single community in the state who relies on that revenue funding, as opposed to, how about eliminating the gas tax? And but one of the things that does get left through and left, you know, falls by the wayside is any kind of discussion about inflation and how it affects the everyday ordinary consumer. We could benefit from a cut in the gas tax because of the fact that gas keeps going up and inflation just keeps skyrocketing no matter what.
Yeah, I think everybody's happy that we get a 1%, cut in our sales tax when we buy groceries. Okay, that's something. It's really not much, right?
Right.
When you calculate all your grocery expenses and you save 1%, okay. However, what's tricky about that was that Governor Pritzker was celebrating how he's lowering taxes, but he wasn't impacting his own budget. He was impacting all the local governments because that's their money. So I thought that was fascinating and tricky on his part. He doesn't deserve to jump up and down. You know, the harder thing for him to do is to cut state taxes that affect his budget. We didn't see him do that, right? He's raised gas taxes. He's raised all the other taxes. And so, the gas taxes, holy cow, that would be helpful. You know, that's helpful to the working class who's driving to their jobs. Governor Pritzker and the legislature doubled those gas taxes back in 2019, and now they have an inflation adjuster on it that goes up when inflation goes up. So, yeah, he's not helping people the way he should.
And the other thing that you have to factor in on this whole thing is the influx of migrants that have come to the state of Illinois, because that's definitely going to have an impact on not only the Illinois budget, but it's definitely going to have an impact to the taxpayers themselves, because, somebody has to pay for these programs to make sure that the migrants are getting the support that they need, quote unquote, according to the governor.
Well, yeah, and this is not just a Chicago issue, right?
No. I mean,
some people might shut off listening to it because, Chicago, this is their problem. Hell no. I mean, of course, Chicago is spending a lot of money, but a lot of the money is coming from the state. And guess who that is? State taxpayers. The more that they continue to perpetuate the sanctuary city and sanctuary state, the more that we're going to get a bigger and bigger share of the Hispanics who cross the border. As long as we don't close the border and as long as we continue to be sanctuary heroes, we're going to pay the price for it. And it's coming out of everybody's pocket in Illinois, not just Chicagoans.
Oh, without a question. Was there anything else you wanted to make sure the folks knew about before we wrap up on this Thursday afternoon?
No, I think just being aware. I mean, when you look at these issues, the ordinary taxpayer, the ordinary resident, who's not part of the government class, is getting whacked. and either you speak up. Well, a lot of them don't speak up; they just move. We've seen that,
right?
But if you're staying here and you want to stay here and you want to, you know, make Illinois the great state it should be, we need to speak up collectively. You know, we need to get together and say, you know, if these legislators keep supporting, if our people keep supporting legislators that take big union money, well, then we're going to have trouble. So yeah, you have to start thinking about how you want to vote and what matters in that voting. But it has to change. Otherwise, we're going to continue in this downward slide we're in.
Without a question. If folks want to stay informed and find out more information and also get news delivered directly to their inbox, how do they do that? All you got to do is go to the website, right?
Yeah, just go to wirepoints.org. You'll get a pop-up. Sign up for our newsletter. You have some different choices there. And, you know, key also is follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and share our stuff. That'd be helpful.
Awesome. Great to catch up with you as always, my friend. Be safe this afternoon, and we'll catch up again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care. Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints. WirePoints.org is the website. Just sign up for the newsletter. It gives you a little pop-up there, and they'll deliver the news straight to your inbox each and every morning with the latest news and information from around the state in regards to everything that's happening. And again, the key is to stay informed and know who you're voting for and know what they're doing over in Springfield, because it does impact you in your life more these days than probably it used to. And so check out WirePoints. WirePoints.org is the website for the latest news and information from around the state of Illinois.